From the hallway near the atrium in our headquarters building, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Southwest Airlines has something called the Southwest Airlines Employee Catastrophic Assistance Charity. The charity was the vision of one employee about 19 years ago. Randy Rickard had the idea to assist employees in times of need. Simple enough, if everybody donated very small amounts off of every paycheck, it would add up to a lot of money. Money that could be used to pay deductibles of medical bills or really whatever due to something unexpected. The fund can make up at least some of the difference should something catastrophic happen in the lives of our employees. I was at an event recently and ran into Randy and had this conversation. I am with retired employee Randy Rickard. Randy, I don't know, how long ago did you start the Employee Catastrophic Fund?
We started, Steve, back in 1990. It started as a result of our desire to be able to help employees in a real measurable way if something happened to them. And up to that point in time, people could only pass the hat in their local environment and raise perhaps, you know, a couple hundred dollars or so, but that might not fill a need. So we thought that if every employee contributed a very small amount, that by magnified by the number of employees, if a person, when a person had a problem, there would be sufficient funds and a pot to go to really help them out.
And these funds are, of course, Southwest employees, we have insurance, but oftentimes if you have, a car wreck or one story I remember hearing from an employee was that he had gotten stabbed. His house was being robbed when he came home one night and got a real bad stab wound. And, of course, he had insurance, but it doesn't cover all of the emergency room, the surgery, the rehab that goes on, the missed work. So the idea is that it can fill that void.
Yes. A lot of times insurance, you're right, does not cover the whole gamut. There are deductibles. There are other costs involved. When a person has an emergency, child care, sometimes things that are not covered by insurance that the catastrophic can help with, and especially during times like hurricanes and things like this, a lot of those expenses are simply not covered.
And it is a 501c3 legitimate registered charity with the IRS.
That's correct. It's fully tax deductible. All of our contributions, 100%, pass down to our employees. There's no basic overhead costs other than clerical costs, and that's covered by the dividends and the interest we get on the investment. So the actual money that an employee contributes, 100%, goes to other employees.
Is this unusual in the industry? Do other companies have something similar to this? Did you hear about another company that gave you the idea?
No. As a matter of fact, we've had several companies, including Boeing, come to us to model a program of their own after ours. To my knowledge, this has not been done anywhere in the country.
Now, you just crossed a landmark here in the last few days. Tell us about that landmark.
The landmark was $10 million given to employees, and that's an incredible sum.
19 years, less than 19 years probably, $10 million.
And that's considering in the early days when we were collecting 25 cents or 50 cents a paycheck, we weren't getting a whole lot of money in. So to have this amount of money in this relatively short period of time given out to Southwest employees is really an incredible reflection on how well the Southwest employees care about each other.
You must be very proud.
Yes, I'm very, very proud of the employees, really, and the way they have responded to our frequent requests for increases in donations whenever we have a major catastrophe like a hurricane or other type of disaster.
Right, with a hurricane or something, you have multiple people all in one area that all need help all at one time. It's good that we have these resources.
That's exactly right, and that's really exactly why we started it, because the demand would be so great that if you simply pass the hat at that point in time, you could never get $500,000 to give to people in New Orleans.
Right. What would I donate? $5, $10? Still, it wouldn't be a drop.
That's right, and that's still a one-time thing. So the best way to do it is to have everybody give a little bit, which doesn't hurt them, and that little bit builds up over time, and when something like that happens, then we can help in a very meaningful way.
Well, thank you very much for starting this program, and thanks for talking with me.
Okay, you're welcome, Steve. Thank you.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2009. The captain has indicated we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.